Welcome to the weekend and welcome to Saturday mornings on WHP 580. I'm Michael Parks and we are taking care of business, taking care of our many fine area businesses and organizations, spotlighting and showcasing them, learning all about them and their products and services, and a lot of times products and services you may not be aware of here in central Pennsylvania. Coming up next half hour, our friends from Keystone Elder Law will be back with us to talk about caring for your elderly loved ones at home or in a nursing home. The first half hour, we'll be discussing real alternatives. You've heard their radio ads here on WHP 580. Real Alternatives is the Pennsylvania Pregnancy and Parenting Support Services Program. And now they are empowering women for life nationwide. This year celebrating their 25th anniversary. Joining us is Kevin Bagata, President and CEO, and Tom Lang, Vice President of Operations. Gentlemen, good morning.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Our listeners have heard your radio ads here on WHP 580, but let's start off by you telling us what Real Alternatives is all about, what you do and the services that you offer.
Well, Real Alternatives is a nonprofit corporation, and we administer Pennsylvania's Pregnancy and Parenting Support Program. We provide services to women, pregnant women throughout the state, who may feel pressured to abort their pregnancy. And what we're there for is to provide a counselor to be with her from the moment of conception through 12 months after the birth of the baby. You know, the program was started in 1995.
Wow.
And it really came out of a study. The groups, the Pennsylvania Catholic Conference and the Pennsylvania Pro-Life Federation, had lobbied pro-life Governor Casey to start the program. And the idea came from a survey that was done in the mid to late 80s of women who had had an abortion. And Michael, this survey of women who had had an abortion was very revealing. The women who had the abortion said, if one person would have helped them during the unexpected pregnancy or the crisis, they wouldn't have had the abortion.
Oh.
So think about that for a sec. Forget the boyfriend, he's out. They couldn't, their parents weren't going to help them. They didn't have a favorite Aunt Mary or somebody. These people were alone. And of course, pregnancy centers, Catholic charities, maternity homes, and adoption agencies, they had been serving women like this since the 60s. So what our pro-life policy groups did, the Pro-Life Federation and the Catholic Conference, they went to the administration and said, look, we have these pregnancy centers in the state. We have Catholic charities throughout the state. We have maternity homes throughout the state and adoption agencies. Let's fund them so they can do greater work so we can lower abortion by helping the woman through her crisis. And that's what we've been doing now, coming up on 25 years, by the way. And it's worked pretty darn well. I think to date we've served 317,000 women. And that doesn't count the babies. Those are just the women we've served the last 25 years.
And 25 years ago, you think how much has changed? The Roe v. Wade legislation, that's a significant landmark this past week, correct? Tell us.
Sure. In 1973, the Roe v. Wade decision by the United States Supreme Court.
So that's like almost 50 years.
Yeah, legalized abortion throughout the country.
Yeah.
And so that certainly has been in the forefront of what we do. We're trying to let women know that they don't have to have an abortion, that they're not alone, and that there's somebody that can help them. And we actually help them from the moment of conception through 12 months after birth of the baby.
What is the biggest obstacle that you face? Is it still, over the 25 years back when we were growing up, a woman who became pregnant out of wedlock was spurned and scorned, sometimes kicked out of the house, kicked out of the family. Is that something that women still experience now and what you have to help them deal with?
Yeah. Which certainly could have certainly pressured women to have an abortion.
Yes.
One of our counselors has said, the answer to a crisis pregnancy is not to get rid of the baby, but to get rid of the crisis. And that's what we do. You know, why women have an abortion is there's many different stresses. A lot of them are pressured. 13% of our clients are pressured. We serve about 20,000?
Yeah, about a year. 20,000 a year.
20,000 a year. Roughly 13% of them are pressured by others to have an abortion. So in that case, and I can let Tom talk to this, in that case, just having that counselor to help her, okay, and work the obstacles really is the alternative to abortion. An alternative to abortion is another person willing to help the woman in the unexpected pregnancy and help her through the pregnancy and then the parenting or the adoption, whether she chooses that or not.
Well, I think your name kind of says it all. Says it all because it's real alternatives. You know, they're more than just one.
Right.
Most people say, "Well, it's an abortion." You know, that's it. That's it. It's black and white, and there's the choices. But what you do and your choices and your alternatives. What are the alternatives of real alternatives?
Yeah, well, we have a whole set of counselors throughout the state. So we have service providers, we call them, that are social services agencies, pregnancy support centers, maternity clinics, adoption agencies, 28 of them, but a lot of them have multiple sites. So we've got 91 sites throughout all of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and we have contracts with these folks to provide these services. So think of your Catholic Charities, your Catholic Social Services, Morningstar Pregnancy Services, Tender Care, on and on and on throughout the state, you know, from Pittsburgh to Philly, Scranton, Erie, they cover the entire state. So these are the real heroes in the program are these counselors who are this one person, as Kevin indicated, who walk with the young woman when she finds herself in this really scary situation. You know, she doesn't have the support network that a lot of folks have.
No.
She doesn't have, you know, the family supporting her. And, you know, case in point, we had a situation recently where one of these young women, and typically they are very young, she finds herself pregnant and she goes to her parents who proceed to kick her out of their house because they weren't satisfied with what the situation was. So she turns to the boyfriend and he invites her into his place and she's living with him just one day and finds out he's got a live-in girlfriend. And tells her that if she's not happy with that situation, she can leave. So out she goes. And guess what? Where is she living now? In her car. And she's able to get in touch with one of our counselors. And through that counselor, they have this relationship now. This counselor is now that one person who helps her to find housing, helps her with all the other community resources that are available. She ends up having this beautiful baby boy. Reconciles with her parents, who now love their grandchild, and she ends up completing high school and is in a nursing program right now.
Well,
so that's just one of a myriad of success stories of how these hero counselors help these women in the state.
And I just want to preface, there is no way that I could speak for a woman or know what a woman goes through when they're going through this unwanted pregnancy. But it would seem, you know, a lot of times the husband or the father is often involved. But it would make sense that instead of just having that one choice, abortion, having more than one choice, alternatives, is better. And some of the other alternatives are
adoption.
Right.
You know, they can go to one of the service provider sites. A counselor, if they don't have their own adoption clinic, can refer her to one that's well-known in the state. They can place the child for adoption. And then that point, other state services take over. We don't handle any of the adoption. Our funding doesn't cover that part of it. But we certainly get them to that point where they then place the child for adoption. And, you know, they go forward from that point.
Tom Lang and Kevin Bagata with Real Alternatives. They have set up a toll-free number. And by the way, we do want to point out that these are free services being offered by Real Alternatives. The toll-free number is 1-888-LIFE-AID. There's also a 1-888-LIFE-AID.com website. And also you can learn more at realalternatives.org.
Yeah, that's 1-888-LIFE-AID. 1-888-LIFE-AID. And there's also a website attached to that, 1-888-LIFE-AID.com, where, you know, a woman in a situation where she needs help, she can go call that number and be attached with a counselor immediately. And it's a wonderful process we have where the call comes right into our offices. We have a crisis hotline counselor right there who actually takes the basic information, contacts the counselor site that is closest to where the woman lives, puts her on hold, patches her immediately with that counselor, and then we get off the phone. And so she's already started that relationship with her counselor right away on that first phone call. And, you know, once she goes to the website, she can find information about what counselors are close to her, what sites are close to her. She can see our commercials that show the services that are available. And we have this wonderful video on that site, too. It's called The Miracle of Life, a very short video that shows fetal development and shows the woman what she would be going through as she proceeds through the pregnancy. And there's also a variety of very helpful articles on that site, too.
Yeah, and we were, before the interview, we were talking about technology and how it's taken over our lives, sometimes good, sometimes bad. Exactly. But this is the positive side of the internet and the technology that's available, because it's at your fingertips. You can get this information in the privacy of your own home, get the answers that you need and are seeking. You know, without that pressure, you know, nearly 50 years after Roe versus Wade, 25 years of Real Alternatives, the progression over the years, has it become more positive? The outlook of people saying, hey, there are other choices?
Yeah, absolutely. The polls are pretty clear. The vast majority of Americans are pro-life. What your listeners need to know is 25 years ago, Pennsylvania was the first state to fund this work with government-funded monies.
Wow.
And, you know, the Keystone, we, by the way, were the first state to fund domestic violence centers. We were the first state to fund rape crisis centers. And now we're the first state to fund pregnancy support centers. So the Keystone, we really are a leader in this country. And we took that mantle at Real Alternatives, and we have helped 14 other states start programs
that's
like ours,
that's
because it started in Pennsylvania, the Keystone State, and then other states pursued us. We've run the Texas program, the Michigan program, and the Indiana program, and then there's other states we've helped start to use government resources to help these centers Tom just talked about, who provide those counselors. So the more resources, the more counselors, the more women serve, the less abortion. It's that simple. Women are alone and they need help. And this program that Pennsylvania started and has been a model to the nation delivers that one person, that counselor, so she's not alone. And that changes the dynamic. And, you know, certainly – in the last 25 years, the clients we're serving now are certainly different than the clients we served, you know, 15, 10, 20 years ago.
Sure.
But that idea of being alone hasn't changed, regardless of generation. When people are under stress and they're in a crisis and they feel alone, they make decisions that are rash. And what another person does is lets her calm down, so she can look at all her options. Okay? We Tom and I joke, you know, pro-choice people should love our program, because if she chooses life for her baby, we are the only program that will help her in Pennsylvania. That's what our mission is. That's what Governor Casey's dictate was. Governor Corbett, Governor Rendell was quite proud of our program, and that's how we actually grew our program in Texas. So this is a program that everybody should be for, because we're helping women in a terrible situation who don't necessarily want to choose abortion. Nobody wakes up wanting to choose abortion. They feel pressured. They feel they have to do it. So what we do is, this is how we lower abortion. We're there to help them. Whatever the obstacle is, we will help you work around that obstacle so you can have your baby. So your dreams don't have to be completely derailed. I mean, Tom talked about the client who became a nurse. Cannot tell you how many of our clients become nurses.
Yeah. Isn't that
I can't
amazing?
Tell you how many of our clients come back and are now volunteering at the centers that help them.
Wow.
It's a real beautiful program. It's a program of love.
Yeah.
These counselors love these girls as if they were their own daughters.
Yeah.
And the taxpayers of Pennsylvania are helping that happen throughout the entire state.
Wow. We're going to take a break. If you can learn more, and I'm sure there are people out there listening right now, this isn't something that happens a certain times of the year. This isn't something that happens. There are people out there listening of the thousands and the tens of thousands of people who are listening to WHP 580 who are going through an experience and trying to find the answers. And we hope that you will reach out and get some help, get some guidance, and then allow you to make that decision, whatever you feel is correct. As I mentioned, the toll-free number is 1-888-LIFE-AID. There's also 1-888-LIFE-AID.com. And also you can go to the websites to learn more about them at realalternatives.org. All the contact information, hear this interview again on our website, WHP580.com. Click on podcast or on air and Michael Parks and find us on the iHeartRadio app. We'll continue in a bit. We are taking care of business on WHP. We are back taking care of business Saturday mornings, WHP 580, Michael Parks, along with Kevin Bagata. Kevin is the president and CEO of Real Alternatives, and also Tom Lang, who's the VP of operations at Real Alternatives. And today we're talking about the Real Alternatives when it comes to being pregnant and what the options are, getting guidance, getting help. There's help out there. Reach out. Take advantage of it. Don't feel like that you are alone. You know, one of the things, gentlemen, we were talking about before the break was the legislative support that you have. You are, you know, a funded agency in Pennsylvania and now other states across the country. So you do have that legislative support.
And outstanding support it is. Your listeners should know the legislature appropriates about $7.3 million a year for this effort to bring life-affirming services to women in an unexpected pregnancy. And they should also know we're good stewards of the state's money, very low administrative costs, below 7%. But we certainly couldn't do this without the support of the legislature. And I had mentioned earlier it started with pro-life Governor Casey, but also State Representative Joe Pitts. They're the ones that worked to put the appropriation in the budget. And at that time, it was $2 million a year. But we have an unbelievable House and Senate who are pro-life. The Senate led by Senator Scarnati and the House Speaker Terzai. They love this work, and the legislature loves this work because it's helping their constituents, and it's bringing a positive approach to a very controversial issue. Think about that. Positive approach to a controversial issue, which is abortion. We are helping the women of Pennsylvania so they don't feel they need to choose abortion. And that's something everybody should be able to get behind.
Yeah. You know, as we wrap up, I love hearing stories. I love hearing success stories, stories with happy endings about the agencies and the organizations that we bring on here. Do you have another success story that you can share with us that sticks in your mind?
Certainly. You know, Kevin was talking about, you know, how these women often find themselves alone and they need help. But, you know, it's going to sound odd when I say it, but sometimes you can be alone together. And it reminds me of, you know, one contract compliance site monitoring I was out on. I was taking some folks there from our office to train them on how to do these contract compliance to make sure that the service providers are following the contract appropriately. And the counselor asked if she could relay a story to us that just happened the day before. She had a husband and wife come in to talk to him about the fact that the wife was pregnant. And they were both seemingly upset. So the counselor asked if she could talk to them separately, and sure enough, she talked to the woman, who started really crying. And the woman said, "You know what? We already have two children. My husband doesn't. You know, I don't think he wants to have another child. We don't want to adversely affect the children we do have. So that's why I think we have to have an abortion to keep my marriage together." And so she talks to her for a while through all of that, and then separately brings the husband in and speaks with him. And he starts breaking down crying. And he says, I don't want to have an abortion, but I don't think my wife can deal with another child. We put so much pressure on her already, and I think this is going to be the best thing for her and our family. I love her so much, and this is what I think we have to do. And, of course, the counselor got a big, wide smile on her face because now she knew that she could bring them both together, and she did. She brought them both together and explained to the two of them who weren't communicating about this the right way that neither of them wanted to have an abortion. They both wanted to have this child, and so that's what they ended up doing, the hugging started, the kissing started. And so because this counselor took the time out of her own life to be that person for these two people, we now have this life in the world who was meant to be. And so there's just countless stories like that of, you know, families of, it doesn't matter what socioeconomic strata you're in, anyone can be involved in a crisis situation. And these wonderful counselors across the state, because of this program, are able to help them.
Tom Lang, Kevin Bagata, Real Alternatives, and again, Empowering Women. We also failed to mention, if we haven't already, these are free services.
Absolutely. Free. Absolutely.
Free.
Absolutely.
Please reach out. Go to the phone number. It's 1-888-LIFE-AID, or go to 1-888-LIFE-AID.com, realalternatives.org. And we hope to have you guys back soon, because there's so many things that we haven't covered, and we hope to talk about those in the future as well. So thanks, gentlemen.
Thank you, Michael.
All right. After the break, we're going to give you some advice and information on caring for mom and dad, your elderly loved ones as they get older, making sure they are treated with respect and dignity and so much love. Keystone Elder Law joins us after the break. We are taking care of business on WHP.